Shalom and welcome to another program of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. I'm quite proud of certain programs that I've done over the years, certain specials, and this particular program will feature a two-hour Friday evening davening that was first aired on March 3rd, 1991, 27 years ago. I was in my 14th year of broadcasting, and I trust that you'll find this of interest. We have some great chazanis. So without further ado, by the way, I just want to remind you, of course, you'll hear me talking about Seton Hall University, where I had the two-hour program. There's a phone number and address. Obviously, you will ignore that. So let's get right to the davening.
Yedide nefesh av harachaman.
Good evening. Welcome to another 2 hours of Jewish Soul. This is your host, Charlie Bernhout. Each week we bring you the best in cantorial, Yiddish, Israeli, and American Jewish music. We come to you from WSOU 89.5 FM. WSOU is Pirate Radio. We're here at 201-761-9768. This evening of March 3rd, 1991, we have a two-hour cantorial special bringing you a complete Friday night davening, starting with Lechu Nirananu and going all the way up to the Kiddush. In the background, we're listening to Yoram Gaon singing Yedid Nefesh, which is recited by many congregations just prior to Kabbalah Shabbos, the opening service of the Friday night davening. I hope you have your tape recorders ready, and perhaps you'll take another second or so to call your friends and remind them that this show is on the air. This is one special you'll not want to miss, and you don't want your friends to miss it either. So why don't you go to the phones? We'll start the cantorial section in a couple of minutes. Let's now hear Yoram Gaon with Yedid Nefesh. By the way, I hope you have your Sidurim ready and turned to the beginning of the Kabbalah Shabbos section, and go through the entire service with me this evening.
La 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 la
We begin the Kabbalah Shabbos with Yaakov Kusevitzky chanting the opening verses of Lechu Neranenah. Following the psalm Shiru Lashem Shir Chadash is the psalm Hashem Moloch Togel Ho'oretz. Let us next hear Zavol Kwartin chanting Shoma Vatismach Tzion. Zion will hear and be glad. This is part of Hashem Moloch Togel Ho'oretz. The next psalm is Mizmur Shiru Lashem Shir Chadash, from which we will hear Shmuel Vagoda singing Horiyu Ladoshem Kol Ha'aretz. Shout praise to Hashem, all the inhabitants of the earth.
Spot.
That was Shmuel Vagoda with Horiyu Hashem. Now we will hear Yitzchak Eshel with Hashem B'tzion Gadol. This is from Hashem Moloch Yirgazu Amim. Cantor Yitzchak Eshel with Hashem B'tzion Gadol.
Hashem, Elokeinu ata hanitam, ata
Cantor Yitzchak Eshel with Hashem B'tzion Gadol. We next come to Psalm 29, Mizmor LeDavid, Hovu Lad Hashem B'nei Elim, from which we find Kol Hashem Chotzev Lahavos Esh, the voice of Hashem strikes flames of fire. This will be chanted by Leib Glantz.
Oh,
That was Leib Glantz with Kol Hashem. Next is the mystical prayer, Ono B'choach, which will be sung in its entirety by Ben Sion Kapofkagan. Ben Sion Kapofkagan with Ono B'choach. Next in the davening is the beautiful song L'cho Dodi, composed by the Kabbalist Rabbi Shlomo Halevi. The first selection we'll hear from L'cho Dodi will be Shmuel Malavsky and his family choir singing the first three stanzas, Shomer V'zochor B'dibur Achod, Likras Shabbos L'chu V'nilchor, and Mikdash Melech Ir Malucha, Shmuel Malavsky and Family Choir.
Le Thank you.
That was Shmuel Malofsky and his family choir with the first three verses. We'll hear another selection from Lechod Odi. This is Yehoshua Weider singing the sixth stanza, Lo Sevoshi Velo Sikalmi. That was cantor Yehoshua Weider with Lo Sevoshi. Following Lechod Odi is Psalm 92, Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos. Let us next hear cantor Moshe Leib Erblich chanting Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos.
Kissimachta ni, kissimareta ni Hashem. Bebe mo se yo.
Moshe Leib Erblech. We'll now listen to Gershon Sirota singing the closing verses of Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos, beginning with Ki Hine Oyvecha Hashem. These words are most appropriate concerning recent events in the Middle East, and here's the translation. For behold, your enemies, Hashem, for behold, your enemies shall perish, dispersed, shall be all doers of iniquity. Gershon Sirota.
Thank you.
That was Gershon Sirota and choir. Next is Psalm 93, Hashem Moloch Geus Lavesh. Hashem will have reigned. He will have been robed in grandeur. We'll now hear Yussela Rosenblatt singing this in its entirety. Great Yussela Rosenblatt with Hashem Moloch. And I'm very pleased to have with me once again for his weekly commentary, Rabbi Shalom Gordon of Congregation Avat Zion, 421 Boyden Avenue in Maplewood, New Jersey. Good evening, Rabbi.
evening, Charlie. In the portion of Kisisa which we read yesterday, the Jewish people goes through a very dangerous moment which threatens the very survival of Israel. 40 days after they receive the Torah and promise to obey it, they become panicky because of a delay in Moses' return and worship a golden calf, proclaiming, "This is your God that brought you out from Egypt." The Almighty tells Moses that he's going to destroy the Jewish people and start a new nation from the seed of Moses. Moshe appeals to the Almighty in the following words, "Zechor le'Avraham le'Yitzchak u'le'Yisrael avodecha." Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, or Jacob, your servants, that you have sworn to them by your name, and you have spoken to them, "I will multiply your seed like the stars of the heavens, and this whole land which I have promised, the whole Oretz Hazeis Asher Omarti, I will give to your children, and they shall inherit it forever." In other words, Moshe reminds the Almighty of his oath, which was not limited to a small fraction of the Jewish people, Moshe's descendants. And at the very same time, he stresses the oath regarding the land of Israel, that it involves the whole land which was promised to our people. This passage has deep meaning for our present situation. The whole world has in the last 6 weeks seen the miracles that have shielded the population of Israel from the threat of serious casualties which the enemy had hoped to inflict on them. At the same time, General Schwarzkopf himself has spoken of the miraculous success of the Operation Desert Storm, which has defeated and humiliated the Haman of our day, who has threatened to destroy Israel. If we are taught from the non-Jewish world about pressuring Israel to give independence or autonomy to those who have been dancing on the roofs when the Scuds were destroying Jewish homes, it is because we have our own weaklings who are coaxing the victors to put pressure on Israel. It is ironic or even tragic that the same elements who are accomplices to the tragic wave of intermarriage and assimilation which is threatening diaspora Jewry are the ones who are willing to risk the lives of our brethren in Israel by importing camouflaged Scuds into an independent West Bank. And this is the gist of Moses' strong message, that the entire Jewish people must survive and inherit the entire land of Israel. Let us pray that the Almighty, who has in such an open, miraculous way saved us from our enemies, will now save us from our so-called friends, from within and from without. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Okay, that was Rabbi Shalom Gordon, who for many, many years gave Divrei Torah on my program. I hope this is Charlie in 2018, hoping that you enjoyed this first hour of Friday Davening, and stay tuned for the second hour. For those of you who love Chazonis, I'm sure that you will be enjoying this. Thank you and Shalom.